Good morning, and this is Pastor David Young with Bethel Lutheran Church here in Winchester, Virginia, and our Deeper Faith, Wider Love podcast. It's great to get back into doing the podcast. I'm excited to be sharing what's going on at Bethel here in the next number of weeks. First, we'll be celebrating this Sunday, the Christ the King Hymn Festival. That has become something that we're excited about beginning, inaugurating this year. George Donovan, our wonderful director of music ministries, has put together a service that I believe will be exciting for so many people as we'll be walking through the life of Christ, the year of the church year. We'll be going through the different seasons and hymns and hearing messages and lessons that will kind of speak to all that we have done this year in our life of worship, and using Christ the King as the culmination of the church year, as an image that is kind of a unique one for us. You know, certainly in modern times, as we think of Christ as King, that is not an image that we don't have kings, or at least if there are kings in our world, they are mostly ceremonial, and certainly Jesus is way more than being a ceremonial king. Jesus is the light and life of the world for us and helps to guide us towards living life as God has intended it for us to live it. So as we call Jesus our King this week, we are reminded of the words of St. Paul from Philippians. That God also highly exalted Jesus and gave him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bend in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is highly exalted. As we look at the image of the cross, of Jesus being exalted on the cross, we are also reminded then as well that as Luke has shared with us, that Jesus humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. That rather than using his power to save himself, he used it to help bring other people into an experience of God in a new and powerful way. And so Jesus has become King. He's exalted. He's lifted up for us. He's the image of hierarchy for us in the sense that he is the one who was willing to empty himself, to submit himself to the pain and suffering of the cross, so that we might find in that experience and witness in that a sense of God's grace, peace, love, and hope. And so we come together this Sunday to look at the life of Christ, to walk through the seasons of the church year from Advent through Christmas and Epiphany, Lent, Easter, and then the Pentecost season, and to give thanks for each of those seasons. To mark a symbol of each of those will be brought forward during our worship on Sunday. That will be a symbol of that season and of what it's teaching us. And the wonderful gift of remembering who God is, who Christ is for us in our lives. It is such a blessing to be able to do that. And so our whole church year is built around remembering, of being reminded of the ways in which God encounters us and helps to make our life more bearable, more livable, but indeed it gives us the history of salvation and the promise of new life, paradise, as Luke has put it, with God. So we experience that not only in the end times, but it is also a meantime promise as well for us. So I'm excited about this week. We'll be singing great hymns, favorite hymns, and coming together as the people of God to give thanks for a wonderful, wonderful year. As we head into next week, we will be celebrating Thanksgiving, and we'll be having our community Thanksgiving Eve service, which is on the night before Thanksgiving, of course, and that will be at 7 p.m. here at Bethel, so that the community is invited to that, and we certainly would hope that people would be a part of that with us. And then we'll be heading into our Advent season, and we are indeed excited about Advent, as always. It is the season of waiting. It is a season of preparation. Certainly, our culture has put Christmas in the forefront and already is there. However, Advent is the season of waiting that allows us the opportunity to prepare ourselves for the encounter of Christ coming into our hearts and lives, as he will in this annual celebration of Christmas, where we celebrate the God who comes near, Emmanuel, God with us. So as we prepare for the Advent season, we will be doing offering several things. We will be offering an Advent midweek worship around the Holden Evening Prayer and around the theme, Sing to the Lord a New Song. And we will be highlighting the different songs that are a part of the Advent tradition. The songs of the Magnificat of Mary, the Benedictus, as well as the Nunc Dimittis. So each of those will be highlighted on their Wednesday nights. And during our Advent season, we are excited to be gathering for many different things that will be happening. We'll be having an Advent Traditions gathering on December 1st, which will be at Bethel, beginning around 5:30. We'll be gathering for Advent Traditions, and we'll be making Advent wreaths. We're excited about that, and certainly excited for December 15th when we'll be having our Light Look Down musical that our fantastic ensemble will be putting together. So there's a lot to be done here, and a lot going to be happening during this season, but it is an exciting season. On the 21st of December, we'll be having our longest night service. The service is also called Blue Christmas. It's an opportunity for those who are not really excited about the holidays, either because of the death of a loved one or through other different reasons, that it's an opportunity to come together and honor the dark and honor that. And we do that on the darkest night of the year, the darkest day of the year, indeed, December 21st. On December 22nd, right before Christmas Eve, we will be having a one-time evening, of Christmas pageant. It's an opportunity to come together. We put together the pageant and perform it that night. And we've done this in the past. It was a really fun, neat event. And we're going to do that again on the 22nd. And then, obviously, our Christmas Eve services, our Christmas in a Barn, which is a community favorite, at 3 o'clock at the Cloverdale Barn. We'll be doing that this year. And then our 8 o'clock festival worship here at Bethel. So it's a lot going on as we get kind of giving you a smattering of things, but I just wanted to invite you into the wonderful gift of life and faith that is ours, has been given to us by our God who's encountered us. We pray your blessings upon you and your life, and we just ask that you continue to seek God and to be found by God. Because in your seeking, you will come to find that indeed God has first come to find you. So as we live into that, as we learn that, our prayers that you may grow deeper in faith and wider in love. Blessings.